Now, the Rob, would you report on the places in D.C.?
Sure. The locations that we spoke with were Howard University. Howard University would place the meeting in the Blackburn Center. We would have half of the ballroom, and we would have a separate room assigned for meals. As a result of that, it might we might have to do catering, which would drive the cost of the meals up a shade. But we would be staying in one of the residential spaces in double rooms. The residence halls they've got that we would be in both have double rooms and single rooms. I don't know how many of each. The cost of Howard would be approximately $2,100 for the residential space. The meals would cost approximately $1,950. That could be higher if we have to work with a separate caterer. And the meeting space would cost us $3,900. So the total of that would be about $7,950, around $8,000. The second location we have is the Labor College in Silver Spring, which is where the Winter Soldier hearings were held. It's like all of these locations, the meeting space, the residence, and the dining space would all be in the same area within walking distance. The rooms at the Labor College, we would have primarily double occupancy rooms. That would cost us about $7,000. Their room costs are a little higher. There would be no meal cost, however, and then the cost of the meeting space would be roughly $2,600. So their cost would be about $9,681. However, the Labor College is willing to negotiate on cost with us. However, in July, the 25th is the only date that they have available. At Gallaudet University, we would be staying at the hotel that's on the campus of the university. We would not be in residential space, but we would be in double occupancy rooms as much as possible. As a result of that, the room cost would be about $5,000. The meal cost, we would have to have the meals catered because we would be in a separate facility. But the catering I can get done for $2,700, under $3,000. And the meeting space cost in the Peacock, the alumni hall, would be $300. So the total cost for Gallaudet would be about $8,100. And we've estimated that we can get the flights for all of these in the neighborhood of around $5,000.
Awesome.
Is there any questions, Afia?
Yeah, Jamie has a question.
Go ahead, Jamie.
I only very vaguely know Washington. I don't know, you know, besides cost, is there any... I mean, if it were me, I would just vote on cost because I don't know anymore. Is there any other reason to prefer one location over the other? I mean...
In terms of the location that would be easiest to work with, because there's a single point of management for everything, the Labor College would be easier to work with. The Labor College also has a slight disadvantage in that it's in Silver Spring. It's a few miles out of D.C. So we would have to, you know, people would have to arrange to get dumped off there and get picked up there. It's very close to Baltimore, Washington, airport, which is the cheapest airport, so that's not really a big deal. I only say this because I've worked with them before. I know that they're very easy, and we would only have to deal with one administration. With the schools, with both of the universities, the issues that we've got is we're dealing with one group of people for the residents, one group of people for the food, and another group of people for the meeting space. Now, that doesn't mean that they're negligent, that they're not serviceable. It just means we deal with more people. But the costs are all relatively close. Of course, the Labor College is slightly higher, but I think, you know, the costs are all fairly close.
Madam Sir, Chairman of the Secretary, I would like to have a point of information.
Go ahead, Mary.
Perhaps this has been put forth already, and I missed it in this case. I apologize. But what about the capacity for streaming in either of these or any of these?
Oh,
because
they've all got broadband. They've all got high-speed wireless broadband.
They're all pretty comparable that way, and they're good. And with the text, have the text, are they familiar with the tech group department, have any familiarity with these?
We recently worked with the Labor College for the Winter Soldier hearings, so we know.
Okay.
Although I have not worked with Gal Yadet's staff, I feel relatively certain that AV is a big issue. You know, particularly since it's a university that caters to hearing impaired, and so you know all of the AV stuff that they do is state of the art. Howard University also is extremely state-of-the-art in terms of AV, and of course our LSB chair, Jim Brown, is with the AV staff at the School of Communication. So I don't have any concern that the communications will not be, you know, that they will not have what we need and they will not work with us scrupulously.
Thank you.
Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
One thing that we don't think of because we're going there for a different reason, but, you know, Pacifica usually brings its own technical staff. I don't know if we will this time, but when we do, we bring our own equipment, which is great on the one hand, but the other hand that we always forget to ask about is there a door that can be locked in the meeting room so that once they set up all their stuff, it can still stay there?
Let me say that John. I talked to John Mulla, and he is the person who was there for the Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh.
And he was very pleased with the facilities at the Labor College.
Okay, cool.
Point of information for Lonnie.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Rob, you got a quote of $5,000 for the flights.
Uh-huh. We researched that through Becky Leong.
Yeah, that's a little low.
This is Grace Aaron. I think that's a little low.
Yeah, we usually, these board meetings cost $10,000, $11,000, $12,000 for flights.
Lonnie, I have a point of information about that. I researched I added up the flights to Becky Leong, which is information I sent everyone. As long as everyone books 3 weeks in advance, at least, the price would be, I just spoke to her today. She gave me the estimate would be about $6,700. Now you'd add 10% because the expense airfares have gone up because of fuel costs.
Yeah.
She does not expect them to go up any more than that, so that would be a little over $7,000.
Oh, great. 30 days in advance.
Yes. And that's as long as we book a minimum of 3 weeks in advance.
Okay.
The other thing, Lonnie, you know, and this is something that we can do on a case-by-case basis, but I would be happy to pay my costs for the meeting, and as well as for the next meeting, just as a contribution to the foundation. Now, I don't expect everyone to do that, but I think...
But we should ask.
I think in these times, we should give people the option of doing that in order to reduce the cost on the foundation and on the stations that are paying for our meetings.
This is Grace. Can I be on the stack?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I'd like to also state that Rob and I did a tremendous amount of work, and that because these are on college campuses, the cost I would suspect would be much cheaper in July than it will ever find any venues in September. Except if we had it in D.C. in September, but I think we just decided July. So the cost savings to have the July meeting are great. And then in terms of having a fall meeting, we'll have more time to find an inexpensive location.
If there are no other comments, then I would appreciate suggestions on how we can proceed with selecting one of the sites that have been...
Point of information?
I'd like to get on stack.
The estimate sent out by Jim Brown, have we had time to look at that?
I've never gotten it. I keep telling you all I've changed my email address, but I don't know what I have to do in order to get you to recognize that.
The webmaster.
I thought I had informed the webmaster.
This is Wendy. I saw it. And what I saw seemed to be kind of incomplete. It mentioned meals that came out to, it's something about, well, we'll have to figure out how much lunch and dinner would cost, although it named them at the same price as the breakfast, and it really seemed to me, looking at it, that it really was an estimate of $2,000 a day, not $2,000 for the whole time.
What?
Did you guys get, you don't know what I'm talking
about?
I think it was more like 6,000 for the whole time, not 2,000 for the whole time like it implied.
This is Jamie.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Once again, the Trinity meeting is kind of, isn't that off the table at this point because it's for September and we've already decided to meet in D.C. in July?
Right.
I think so. I think it is. I think it's out of order.
I mean, it's good to keep things open, but we can't ever get anywhere if we keep going back.
And it involved a lot of driving back and forth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a great suggestion not to deny the work that went into it, but just to try to get closer to a decision.
Madam Chair, I think I asked to be on stack.
Who's speaking?
It's Bonnie.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Rob, I'm sorry, I had to leave the phone for a moment. I don't know if you discussed it. Is it easy for public transportation to all of the sites, or?
You mean from airports?
No, public transportation. If listeners wanted to come.
The Gallaudet University and Howard are extremely easy because they're right dead in the middle of the city. The Labor College is a little bit more remote. It's in Silver Spring. But I think if we're going to announce it on the local station, and typically, I mean, I'm not sure that we really do announce these meetings anymore. If we don't announce them, I'm not sure that that's going to make a difference. But if we do announce them and give people the heads up, obviously the NDC meetings will be easier for most of the listeners to get to. But the Silver Spring location is not, you know, significantly difficult. As I said, that's where the Winter Soldier hearings were held 2 months ago, 3 months ago. There was a huge public participation there. Much larger than I've ever seen at a PNB meeting.
Great, thanks. Could I ask a couple other questions?
Please.
Do you know if we are able to use the meeting rooms late into the evening? Because
yes.
Sometimes that's a problem. Is it fine for all three places?
Yes.
And we've already established that we're not worried about locking up our equipment and everything like that, right?
Yes.
And are there any restrictions at any of these with us doing our own labor on the sound and all of the other arrangements due to union considerations?
No, there are no restrictions in that regard.
Cool thing.
Could it have some kind of proposal so that we can choose which one of the three that we want to do?
FBI, I have a question for Rob. Is it
okay?
Rob, in your judgment, you are familiar with these three venues. And AC, if you'd like to give an opinion about these three, and Zakai as well, which one do you think would make for the best PNB meeting? And the other, I have another question is, are these facilities air-conditioned?
Yes, they are. They're all air-conditioned.
Good. And in your best judgment, what do you think would make for the best meeting?
Well, I think there's a slight advantage in terms of what's going to be the easiest place for us to work with, because we're going to have to work with fundamentally one individual. The Labor College would be easier. I think that politically speaking, to be in D.C., to either to do the meeting at Howard or at Gallaudet would be a significant way for Pacifica to show, you know, to make common cause with two of the outstanding, educational institutions in the country, you know, for diversity. So I really, they're all excellent. I mean, politically and in terms of convenience, I think that they're all equally, we can't go wrong. I mean, it's going to be a little easier for us to work with the Labor College because we won't have to work with quite so many people. But I don't think that's going to be a huge problem. But, I mean, that's something that where Lonnie may have some feelings. But I think doing this meeting at Howard or Gallaudet would be a terrific way for Pacifica to outreach to extraordinary labor institutions that have a tremendous a history of working for a diverse community.
Jamie on the stack?
Joe on the stack.
Okay.
Jamie? Yes. Rob, real quick, are all the locations fine as far as handicap access?
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, each one of them are scrupulous in that regard.
Okay.
I mean,
Joe?
I might want to also ask Zakai to weigh in because, you know, Zakai is younger, has been in universities, and he's a D.C. resident, so Zakai might have a worthwhile point of view on how we should, you know, how we should weigh the alternatives. If I'm not fingering you, Zakai. Are you there?
What? We're here.
Zakai, are you there?
Oh, Zakai.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, well, I just had a question about logistics. I think you mentioned the Labor College is in Maryland.
Yeah, it's in Silver Spring.
Okay, and then and Gallaudet and Howard, well, I guess all three, in terms of getting in and out of town, just sort of practical considerations, are they all about the same? I mean, for example, if there are people who are coming in a little late and miss whatever shuttle, it's easy for them to get from the airport to each place. I mean, which place would be are there any pros and cons in terms of logistics?
Well, both Gallaudet and Howard are within spitting distance of metro stops, but they're not one or two blocks from metro stops.
Okay.
You know, Howard, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but Howard is about six or seven blocks from the Howard University stop on the green-yellow line. Gallaudet is now about six blocks from North Union Station, a new line that's been put in. But neither one of them is immediately next to a metro stop. They clearly have it over the Labor College in terms of being close by shuttle and by cab and by metro to the National Airport. I won't call it by its other name. But the Labor College in Silver Spring is extremely close by shuttle to BWI, to Baltimore-Washington International Airport, which is where a lot of the a lot of the national flights are going to come into. Most of the cross country flights are either going to fly to Dulles or Baltimore, Washington. It's only like flights from Chicago and New York that would come into national airports. So it's a trade off. The Labor College is a little bit more remote from the city.
Hello, Rob. This is Zakai.
Zakai, yeah, I just wanted to say if you had anything to say about how we should weigh the advantages of going to Howard or Gallaudet versus the Labor College, which is clearly further out of the center of the city.
Well, if you want to rank them, I would put Howard 1, Gallaudet 2, Labor College 3. Howard is more central, better access to taxis. The subway station is closer to the university. The surrounding neighborhood is, a little bit more balanced than over by Gallaudet. Also, there's more access to restaurants and that kind of thing. And you're closer to where WPFW is located, so
ka-ching.
A lot more benefits to Howard, I would think.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Well, I'm just going to say that I would tend to want to vote for any place that's near a subway stop because I would, I know I've been to PFW, but everybody else here hasn't, and if we could actually get ourselves on a little train and go to PFW, or I don't really understand if what Zakai said was that you could actually walk there, that would be even better, but to not have to depend on people from the radio station to come and pick you up and, like, get ourselves to go visit the radio station, I think would be really valuable.
I have to make a correction. This is a guy. No, you cannot walk there unless you like to walk, a mile or so.
But you can take a train there, kind of.
There are plenty of buses, and there's a train. The bus actually goes directly to where PFW is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Carolyn. Yeah. I'm back here.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm looking at a map of air flights, and I think more planes go into the D.C. Dulles Airport, especially from Oakland and New York. I think we might have a problem getting, Joe's point is well taken, getting in and out of Silver Spring. Not a problem, but it'll be a little bit more difficult, and I think flights may be fewer and perhaps, I don't know, more expensive, but it won't be so easy to book flights.
This is Jamie. I have a motion.
Go ahead, Jamie.
I'd like to move that the task force decide which space to have the July 25th meeting at.
Oh, boy. No, why don't we just do a quick poll? Go down the roll, Mary. If we make Howard number one, Gallaudet number two, or we just call them by name.
Okay, let's see. And so the one of them, sorry, I need another piece of paper here.
Effia?
Yes.
Could I possibly make a substitute motion to that we pick our ranking and then leave it in the hands of Rob to work it out with Lonnie.
Okay.
And but give our first, second, and third choice.
Okay.
Well, let me just say this: that one of the things that I've found in making these calls is that there are a whole bunch of people that have to make decisions about these issues at universities, so it's not unlikely that we will we could run into some kind of a bump. Lonnie, am I correct? Dealing with an institution?
Yeah, that would be accurate. Three different groups.
In which the most ideal location may come up with something that they forgot to tell us or something like that. Because all of these institutions have called me three or four times with different information about the availability of things and costs.
Therefore what? What is the point that you're attempting to make?
The only point I'm attempting to make is that I think we have three good locations. What we may want to do is we can pick the first choice, but I think we may want to begin locking it down because if one of them comes up with a problem, we can easily go to the next one if there's some kind of an unforeseen problem. That's all I'm stating.
Okay, so tell us what you propose and how do we...
You can give us your choices, and then we can try to narrow down we can try to lock it down with choice number one, which is probably going to be Howard. And if there's a problem with Howard for some reason, then we can go to Gallaudet.
Okay. That was the gist of my motion, that we give Rob and Lonnie our choices ranked 1, 2, and 3, but allow them latitude to pick any of the three depending upon cost differences and other things we can't predict.
Okay.
I think all three are acceptable to most of us.
Yeah.
Can we have a second?
Second.
All right. Then Mary will call the roll.
Now the three places are we're talking
Howard
about.
University.
Howard University, yeah. The Silver Spring.
Gallaudet University.
Yeah.
Spelled Gallaudet. And the Labor College, which is part of the AFL-CIO.
Okay, so those are the three.
Yes.
Okay. And you will rank them 1, 2, 3. Is that okay? All right. Well, let me start with Grace.
Yes. My number one is Howard, number two, Gallaudet, number three, Labor College.
Okay, and thank you. A.C. Byrd?
I'm still protesting, so I don't want to...
Okay, let me enter that. Okay. Kathy Davis?
Howard is first.
Okay.
What is it, Gallaudet? Gallaudet is second, and Labor is third.
Okay. Sakai Free?
Howard, number one, Gallaudet, two, and the Labor College, three.
Okay, Carolyn Burton?
1, 2, and 3.
Meaning Howard first?
Gallaudet and Labor. Yes, I gave them numbers. One.
Same as before. The Howard's one, Gallaudet is two, and the Labor
correct.
Is three?
Yeah.
Okay, same as the others, right? Okay. Let's see here. Well, Athea Nongasa, you can...
Same as the others.
Okay. Sarv Randhawa. Let's see. Okay, I'll try and see if he's with us still. Rob Robinson.
Okay, Department of Motor Vehicles, DCJ.
Oh, no, wait.
I'm sorry.
I don't have enough columns left. I have to take another piece
rank.
Of paper and I'll charge you.
Howard Gallaudet Labor College. I'm sorry.
You want that for one?
Yes.
He said
and
Howard Gallaudet Labor College. 1, 2, 3.
I'm agreeing with everyone that's right.
Oh, you are. Oh, you did. All right. I thought you were gonna, have a little originality here. All right. I'll strike that, please. Jamie Ross.
Yeah, I'm the same as the others.
Okay. Wendy Shrill.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, it looks so pretty on this page. Okay. Bonnie Simmons.
Abstain.
Okay. Now that's a different thing. Jack Van Aken.
Abstain.
Okay. Joe Wanzala.
I will follow the Kai's recommendation.
Okay. Follow the crowd. Okay. Yosh Yamanaka.
Ditto.
Ditto. Okay, well, there are unanimous choices for Howard first, Gallaudet as second, and the Labor College as third.
Did you go back and ask Sarv? I'm not sure.
Oh, Sarv, are you here?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
I abstain on it.
And you are abstaining. You are abstaining, right? Is there anybody else that is omitted here? Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10 choices with Howard 1, Gallaudet 2, and Labor College 3, and we have 3 abstentions.
Okay. Point of information.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, when you're done, Mary, I just have a point of information.
Oh, that was all.
Okay, go ahead.
Has it been ascertained that either Nicole or Dan Siegel are available on these dates?
When I spoke with Sherry, my understanding was that they were available. That in fact they were made, the 2 dates were in consideration of the convention coverage that Nicole is proposing to do.
We should invite Dan if we want him to come, by the way.
Maybe we should have him.
Cost factor.
This is another time we're deciding that, right?
Right, right.
This is another time we're deciding that kind of stuff.
I agree.
Okay.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. I second that.
Okay, I think we've done our business for the evening. Thank
good
you
night,
all
everybody.
Very much.
Who moved to adjourn? Was it?
It was Yosh.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you very much.